Ah, jeez, here's another one of them bloody podcasts.
Saw you press the button that time.
All right, you're very good at this. It's been a while. How long's it been?
Ages, because I got drunk and couldn't do the.
Last. I was mildly pissed off.
I bet you were. I could hear.
I don't know how
voice.
To confront you with. I don't know how to say anything stern to you, but still be friends because I'm a bit of a blunt arsehole when I get this shit.
No, I could hear. Let's give it context.
One word. Yep.
Let's give it context. I was coming over for us to record a couple of episodes so that we could release them while you're away. I got super drunk the night before. Had to wait until I was sober enough to drive over here. And
oh,
I'm
right.
Like,
you didn't say that.
Of course I can't say that. I'm an adult. That's a child's excuse.
I'm an adult.
And so I'm like, okay, I'm on my way now. I'll bring coffee and I'll bring. And then I get the, have you already left? I was like, oh, mixed.
No, because it was the last day.
Yeah.
I had a million things to do.
And then when I rang you. Or you rang
which
me.
Would have been fine if I did it in the morning.
Yeah, when we were meant to.
Because I was like,
no, because you're waiting for me to turn up. And when you were like, I've just got so much to do, and I'm like, oh, I can hear in your voice, you're stressed as fuck. Let's just pull the pin on that one. So we didn't record for that, and then you went away and had an amazing trip for
yes,
the last couple of weeks.
I've been away, and everyone's been living vicariously through my.
I you know media what? Posts. I often get the texts or messages saying I live vicariously through you, but I lived massively vicariously through you this time. Normally, I'm on the receiving end, but I sent those messages. I'm like, yeah. The only thing that would have made me happier is if you pashed Frank Turner for me, but I don't think that was going to happen.
No.
Oh, you thought about that for a split second, then you looked off into the distance like, if I was going to jump the fence, would it be for Frank Turner?
Hugged him twice.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, two hugs.
That's big for you.
Two hugs.
Pat on the back.
He's a hugger, though.
Oh, is he?
He's a big hugger, yeah. He's a big guy. Like,
oh, fuck yeah.
Six,
I actually saw,
five,
when I saw photos yeah, of really you and tall. He next to each other, I
yeah,
went,
towered over me.
He's a fucking tall fella.
Yeah, I think people were sick of our posts. There would have been people. No, there was people sick.
Well, then fuck them.
We could tell.
Really? I loved every single one. I was like, post more, post more, post more. Especially, and also, for those of you who don't follow Mick on social media, the dance we talked about last time, which was the dance for the film clip that they were making, like a fan film clip.
Yep.
A, you got into the film clip.
Yep.
Which is fucking awesome.
Yes.
But B, on the last night of the camp, they started to play the song. Now, did they invite you up to do the dance? Long story short.
Oh, you've kind of ruined
Mick and Mo. You've got up and did it.
You've ruined the podcast now. Because that was the big reveal at the end.
Oh, well, maybe fucking.
You dickhead.
If you've got a plan, maybe share it with me.
Premature ejaculated all over the podcast.
Well, that's what I do. But it's also
the girls
first,
do that.
Oh, well, I do. I'm a big squirter.
Oh, stop it.
You can't see people
I actually
at home,
invited,
but Mick just had a physical fucking reaction.
I'm inviting, because I'm talking about Frank Turner, inviting all my new friends that I met on the camp to listen to the podcast, but I was going to give a disclaimer at the beginning, and then
share it with me.
Well, they're all adults. There was a couple of kids there, but.
Oh, really?
Yeah, two kids.
Wow. Yeah. Were they into it as much or were they just
mate, there's a little kid called Robert who was about 12. Mate, if he's not the next Dave Grohl, Frank Turner.
Really?
Like he was just like in awe.
That's awesome.
And he was great. Good kid.
I think if you can get kids into music early, you fucking save their – well, certainly save them a lot of money because they're never gonna go, oh, you know what I need? A brand new car. You know what I need? A mortgage. You know what I need? Like, nah, I need a new guitar.
Yeah. And his dad bought him a new guitar straight after the camp.
Oh.
And he posted the pictures.
That's unreal.
Really good.
Nice work. Where did you get your guitar from?
New York City.
Did you get it at the camp? Well, obviously before the camp.
Yeah, it's like the world's biggest guitar shop.
Oh,
like, Jesus
Christ. Did you walk in just going like... Ah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
I was like...
What's the most you reckon you could have spent in there if you had an unlimited credit card?
Oh, I think the FitPom found... I can't remember how much it was. It was like a... It was a Les Paul,
oofed.
Maybe 15 grand.
Yeah, fucking hell. That's a new car.
Yeah, but that's just stupid for me. It's silly.
I
know four chords.
Did I tell you that I'm taking guitar lessons?
No, you did not.
I have decided. This is the year where I stop saying I'm going to do stuff and I actually fucking do it. So I'm in, I don't know, six guitar lessons in now. And I was telling my guitar teacher that you don't rate yourself as a guitar player, but I actually think you're quite amazing. and how not even you could make my last guitar sound good because it was $60 from Aldi.
Did I ever play that?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, you.
Well, that was $200 that guitar. It was all right.
Yeah, nice. I got a $200 Ashton like off a buy swap sell site, and I quite like that. It's just fucking. He started to show me the wide neck of his classical guitar, and I'm like, oh, that looks so much easier to play. And then I was using the, I think they're steel strings, but with silk on the outside or some other thing that's not my fucking steel strings.
Silk.
I believe so.
How much are they?
I don't know.
They sound very expensive. Like, has he got a silkworm in the
He just like, cardboard mush, box? Mush, come on. And he whips them to make them silk harder. I don't know what you call
spray,
it.
Spray all over the guitar strings. Silkworm.
But it sounds amazing. When I was playing it, I found the chords much easier because it's such a wide neck. I was like, oh.
There you go.
But giant, you know, munted fingers like
mine.
Yeah,
but everyone says that, but that's bullshit.
That's what he said to me. He goes, can you do this? And just did like a four-finger, you know, movement. I went, yeah. And he goes, you can play guitar. Yeah. And I was like, I have struggled with reaching right down the end because I've dislocated the top of that pinky so many times. There's a bunch of times I've tried to get, especially the steel strings because they're quite hard to press in.
Yeah, but you'll get there.
And it just goes, and I'm like.
Stretch. Yeah, you get there. Or just
it just locks up on
that
me.
Chord.
Yeah, that's what he goes. I'll just show you a way around that.
Yeah, there's other ways to play chords.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I've tried guitar a couple of times over the years.
Inversions.
Yeah, and he's like, you can do this one, or because this is the chord before it, you just cheat and do this one. I'm like,
Fuck it.
They're my favourite. They're my favourite phrase. You can just cheat and do that one.
You've learnt.
Look at me go. And so I'm playing Colin Hay's Overkill, which is a lot of fun because I love that song. I'm playing Take Me to the April Sun in Cuba. And what's the other one? Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Well, that's easy.
Fuck it. Yeah, I hope so.
Three chords.
Yeah. Boom. It's good enough for the Ramones. It's good enough for me.
Ramones.
But yeah, I was telling him that, and it's what's lovely is his name's Dean. We all know that I hate my brother Dean, and I've met a whole bunch of cool Deans that are now overriding the fuckhead Dean. I'm loving it. So yeah. I dated a bloke from Newcastle once whose name was Dean, and I just couldn't call him his name. The poor prick. I don't think in the whole time I was, let's say, seeing him, that I called him by his name.
Fair enough.
He was Newcastle.
Newcastle.
I called him by his suburb because I'm inventive.
Was he a suburb of Newcastle or you just said Newcastle?
Oh, I just said Newcastle. I don't even know where he lives.
Wasn't like a Cessnock. Cessnock. Cessnock.
Hey, I'm trying to think of any other suburb of Newcastle. I've got nothing.
The Hunter region.
Hey, Hunter region Heights, fucking get in me. It's not really how you
God.
You've missed me.
So I'm back. I've got a holiday hangover.
Nice. That's a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
Real and truly.
And quite sad.
Real and truly. Yeah, you go and have the most amazing time, especially after 3 weeks. That's a proper peak.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you come back and you go, I fucking hate everything about my life. Why am I even here?
Incredible place. It's a lovely
you do.
Sunny day.
It is gorgeous out there.
Which and is I'm a line from a Frank Turner movie. It's a lovely sunny day.
I'm in a nice car today, so people didn't stare at me when to get coffee.
What's wrong with your other car?
It's sitting out the front of my mate's house whose car I have today. I took their kids to school this morning and the kids go in the nice car, so I went, I'll just keep coming here.
Fair enough.
But it's funny because no one even looked at me on the street, and yet when I rocked up in my Valiant, people stopped and stared at me, and I rocked up in my motorbike and people stopped and stared at me. I like that. And not stare like, hey, that's a fucking cool car, or look at that chick on the motorbike. They just stopped like, you're not from round here, are you? Like it's, I'm well aware that I don't belong in your suburb. No, except when I pulled up in the Kia, it was fine.
The Kia?
Yeah, Kia's. Sportage? Look at me, I don't even know.
Sportage.
I'm in and out of so many different cars these days that I often pull up and just have no idea. I'm like, fuck, so the Val's got the gear stick on the wheel. Everyone else has got the gear stick, you know, where normal gear sticks are. Mm. B, is it a push button turn off? Is it a key ignition?
Like
is it?
That.
Oh, fucking, I don't
like
even.
Oh. I didn't know how to drive the Fitpoms car when I got home. You got to put your foot on the brake
before
and
you
press
can
a button.
Wow,
so
really?
I had my foot on the accelerator because in my car you got to put your foot on the clutch.
Oh, really?
And turn the key.
Wow.
So I put my foot on the accelerator and press the button and then all the lights come on but the motor didn't start. I'm like, oh, no.
Uh-oh.
We've
car's fucked. We've been away 3 weeks and the car's
dead.
Fucked.
And then I went, oh, no.
Oh, no,
just move your foot to the left.
I just can't remember.
I can't remember.
Isn't it amazing that like that rote learning, that's what you do? The amount of times I pull up in any other car and I go to chuck it into park on the steering wheel column, which, you know, my car's a 1966. Oh, I got pulled up for an RBT the other night on the way home from a gig, which is always a chance that I might be in trouble. Because I always do the, okay, I got here at 7.
Oh, yeah, I do
I'm
that
a big
too.
Girl, one drink per hour, blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
but then
blah,
people
blah.
Buy you drinks and you're like, well, that's bad. Man, that's bad. Anyway, I'm driving home and I see the lights. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm fine, but just in case, maybe I should just have a quick panic because that'll change everything. Maybe that quick adrenaline rush is what metabolizes the last bit of booze. Who knows? But I see them and I'm like, oh, fuck, they've already got four cars. Are they going to get me to go in last? Yes, they did. So I was the fifth car in and the cop's like, good evening, stopped you for the purposes of a random breath test. I'm like, yeah, man, I know. He goes, you got your license there? And I'm like, somewhere here. So I then pull out my heavy truck driver's fucking looking massively straight. Here's my truck driver's license. And he goes, yep, just count to 10. I count to 10. He goes, yep, you're good. And I refrained from going, really? Like I went, oh, yeah, thought I was, knew I was going to. And then because the four cars in front of me were taking forever, the senior cop comes over and he goes, fucking nice car.
Oh, right.
What year is it? And then the really senior guy comes over and he goes, geez, you don't see him with that original paintwork very often. So by the time everyone else had finished, I've got four cops standing there. Wait, what sort of like, what's under the engine? And I'm like, it's a slant 6225. Oh, mate, do you mind how much I ask? If you mind if I ask how much it was? How much have you spent on it? What are you going to have to do? Like, it was just, I'm like, yeah, I've actually, it's midnight. I really want to go to bed. Can I go, please?
You should have just went, oh, somehow I've got through a random breath test. Can you let me go? Now because yeah, yeah. I am absolutely yeah. shit-faced.
It's a miracle. Your machine's yeah. broken and I need yeah. to go. Yeah.
But and there's a line of cocaine in the glove box I need to take before I start my trip home.
All of that is true except for the cocaine.
Yes. So back from holiday.
You had fun though, right?
It was great.
You look incredibly well and happy.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Can't believe you went on a three-week holiday. I was expecting you to come back a couple of kilos heavier. You look even better than when you left.
Well, I ran every day. Every day.
Yeah, that's impressive. And
towards the end, though, in the end. But no.
Some of those photos you posted of when you were running, it looked like you were standing in front of a painted backdrop.
Yeah, I know. That's weird, isn't it? Like so Canada surreal. Is very weird because there's like a bit of a haze.
Yeah, so it just looks like you're like, here I am standing in front of a fucking wall
green screen holiday.
I had the same in Dubai when I was looking at it going, it looks like someone painted that fucking skyline.
Yeah. I think it's like a mist of some sort or...
But you guys just fucking beaming big smiles. Did you ever end up seeing the brown bears?
Yeah, we've seen a few bears. There was a bear in the camp.
For real?
That lived there. Yeah.
What was his name?
Frankie Punk Rock Bear. They called him that.
How did Frank Turner know that they weren't calling him? Frankie Punk Rock Bear, come and get your breakfast.
And there was bear hunts every night when they were pissed in golf carts. Which is funny. I never went on those because I'm 52 and once midnight hits, I'm bedtime.
I thought you were going to say, and I'm smarter than that. I'm like, you're a runner though. You only have to be faster than one other person.
I reckon if it didn't have the fit pom,
you'd have been.
I would have been in there. But yeah, she kept me sensible.
That's a bit of a fucking skill, to be fair. Mm. I'm trying to think of, there must be someone I know that can keep me sensible.
So, yeah, they're all them photos. Nothing. Like Canada was amazing. We flew into Vancouver. We had a 10-hour delay in the plane was late in
How
Sydney.
Drunk did you get there?
No. We just checked before we
nice.
Drove to the airport. Went,
let's not check out yet.
We're not flying in the morning. We're flying in the evening.
10 hours is a fair hike.
Yeah. So we got to try and get money back. Apparently we owed money.
Oh, sweet.
So flew out Vancouver. So we missed half a day or like a day in Vancouver.
Yeah, you'll cope.
And then we went on a walking trip. And then the biggest thing that happened in Vancouver was I was walking the wrong way, which I did every time because the FitPom left me in charge of directions.
Oh, she's I'm hopeless. Smarter than
I'm
that, isn't
so
she?
So stupid.
What was she
I'm
thinking?
Thick. Every time, the wrong way. And I'm like, yeah, I think it's just down here and like the arrow's just going, no, you. I'm like, I don't even know how to work this Google Map thing.
That's me. I'm only ever wrong 180 degrees. Yeah. I'm never like, oh shit, I should have gone a little bit more to the left when I headed off. I am like 100% going the wrong way.
So we came into Vancouver, Chinatown, and then we took a left. I'm like, oh, I think it's back the other way. And we've turned this corner and we hit the zombie apocalypse.
Holy shit, what happened?
It was like just two streets of homeless.
Oh
shit. It was full on homeless.
That's pretty confronting.
And I was fine, but the FitPom. Nearly broke my hand holding it. Oh. She's like, just get me out of here. And I'm like, yeah, everything's fine. And I'm like, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
Just a lot of smells of wee. And
it's pretty fucking confronting.
It was pretty confronting. And then I'm like, yeah, I could see. And we got out of there. But yeah, it was pretty full on.
Wow. That's hardcore. That's one of the reasons when I go to Hawaii, I don't want to stay at Waikiki very long. Because apparently the American government... send people to Hawaii. Like they give them one-way tickets. Because if you're going to be homeless rather than being in Chicago and die of exposure. So there's this massive homeless community on Waikiki Beach, most of whom are ex army guys.
Really? Like, oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. So this is guys that have gone and fought for your country in Afghanistan. No. I don't think so.
Shit.
And yeah, and I think there's an awful lot of, oh, for you to receive assistance, you need to have a bank account, and for that you need to have a home address. And you go, can you spot the flaw in the logic there, you fuckheads? So yeah, me not being there isn't going to make the problem any better or any worse. It just means I don't have to see it too much. And I do my best, as you know, to help out in every fucking social cause I can, so I don't feel too bad in that I'm just going to not look at it. That's going to be me just not looking at it, because that to me is heartbreaking in terms of it's a beautiful location and these poor fuckers can barely afford to eat, or, you know, even just having a shit in private would be nice.
Mm.
Or a shower occasionally, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty confronting, the old.
So was it just two blocks and then you got out?
Yeah, we got out of there, and then we got a bus tour. It was just two of us with this...
on an enormous bus?
No, it was like a mini bus.
Just you and the missus? Just and, cruising
and
around?
And Ronnie, who was a bit weird, she was our tour guide, and she drove us for 2 days. She drove us to a place called Kamloops.
Just... two of you on a minibus.
Yeah.
For two days.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
To Jasper.
That's hilarious. Was it pretty?
That was amazing, yeah. We went to Kamloops, which is not that nice, but...
I've never heard of Kamloops, to be fair.
Kamloops is sort of halfway between Vancouver and the Rockies.
Right. Wow, that would have been gorgeous.
So she was this full-on tour guide who was a bit weird, and she was describing everything out of the window, but turning towards us as she drove, and then would drive off the road.
Yeah. Eyes on the road, motherfucker. I get annoyed if I'm driving and people talk to me looking at me. I'm like, I can hear you. Fucking eyes at the front.
Yeah, and she was quite upset that one of us didn't ride shotgun. I don't want to sit with me bird.
Yeah, leaving my partner behind back there. Yeah.
And that's left ear was deaf ear, so it was pointless me sitting there. But I was sitting in the middle, so she spoke to me the whole way, and the fit pom would just laugh at me going,
yeah, who's your new friend?
You're so bored, aren't you? And I'm like, yes, I am.
Who's your new friend? Ronnie is.
I ended up in Kamloops in a bit of a shitty hotel.
Yeah, I don't mind a shitty hotel.
And we went out to the first of our many Irish bars.
Nice. Is that a big thing?
Irish bars. New York City, everything's Irish bar.
Really?
Everything's an Irish bar.
Wow.
So we're in an Irish bar. And then we went, there was a band night, open mic band night. We stumbled in, there was like five people in there, and I'm like, oh, I'll just watch this. Got pretty pissed. And they're going, oh, do you want to get up? Any musicians in the room? And I'm just sitting there, and the fit pom's like, I'm going to elbow you in a minute.
Oh, please tell me.
And I'm like, yeah, I might just get up and sing a song. And then I was just talking to the guy in charge and just having a drink. And just as about to say I'm a comedian, like 80 people walked through the door, all Heather's age, my daughter's age, and went, no.
You didn't.
And they were
even...
like, yeah. So they just, and then everyone just got up and sang the worst songs I've ever heard in my life.
That's hilarious.
So I just went, dodged a bullet there.
Oh, man. Imagine that. You're on stage. Imagine being 40 seconds later. You're on stage like, hey, anyone from downtown around here? Oh, motherfucker. 80 teenagers. Well,
yeah.
Not teenagers,
that, no, and they were horrible. So we missed that. And then we were just sitting in the, and it was really hot. We were sitting, it was an open air. And then we were watching this guy. There was quite a lot of homeless there.
Oh, wow.
And there was this guy, and he was covered in flashing lights, and he was sweeping the streets, but he was a homeless dude. Like, he was just
doing it for the community.
Doing it for the love. Doing it for the love. And
in his LED suit.
He's doing a pretty good job, but only doing it in small increments.
Did you give him some money?
No, I just sat there and watched him. I'm like, good on you. Look at this bloke.
That's awesome.
So then we stumbled home, and then we went running that morning. And there was a lot of corners where you run around, and Fitpom was still thinking of Vancouver homeless.
So she was like, "You go first."
She grabbed me as we ran around, but it was fine.
I went out with a tour guide for quite a few years, and he couldn't help but whenever we were looking at something, he'd be like, "Oh, and look at the," and he had like tour. You know how like comedians have. Comedy talk, you hear as soon as they go on stage, you hear them change into work mode, and they're like, okay, everyone.
Intonations.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. You know, that kind of stuff. Well, he had tour guides. So if we were ever bushwalking or we were ever out, like, just discovering new things, he couldn't help. First of all, he always had to walk in front of me, which fucking annoyed me. I'm like, wait, what are you doing? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, what are you walking in front of me again?
Are you a slow walker, though?
No. Not even slightly. Yeah. And he's like, oh,
I have experience with that.
I'm protecting you. I'm like, from fucking what?
Oh, right.
Like, I started to get really annoyed. And he was always pointing things. I'm like, I've got eyes. I can fucking see them. Can you stop? Like, you and I are here for the first time at the same time. Can you stop pretending you know more about this than me and point shit out? It was hilarious. He was all like, okay, here we go. And same thing, once we got to the city, he would shit himself in terms of walking around the corner because he never knew if he was going to walk into someone or cars, that kind of stuff. So he'd kind of shove me to the front. I'm like, no, no, fuck off. If it's good enough for you in the bush, it's fucking good enough for you in George Street. Off you go. He didn't like the city very much. That relationship did not last.
So, yeah, then we left Kamloops.
Kamloops.
With Ronnie still.
Was Ronnie a sort?
No. Ronnie was from Israel.
Wow.
She was nice. She was a sweetheart, but she just kind of...
got on your nerves.
Yeah. I didn't mind her, but I think the fit bomb was a bit like, oh, God. but she'd have like little printout cards and she'd go, as we go through an area, she'd slide the card but then turn to us and the car would still be veering. Oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, that makes me very nervous.
So we hit the Rockies and it was like, and then it was just like, I don't care what he's talking about. I'm just like in awe of the Rockies.
Yeah, is it
like,
as amazing?
It's just amazing.
Fuck.
It's amazing.
I really need to get there.
Yeah, it's just amazing. It's
nice.
Just, and then, yeah, we hit, where do we go then? Lake Louise. Have you heard of Lake Louise?
No,
I have not. It's just fucking
if it's not a comedy gig there, I've not heard of it geographically. Sadly.
It's just a crystal blue, like turquoise.
Holy shit. Did shivering. You lose your mind?
Yeah, it was amazing. You just, fuck. It's just.
Are you allowed to swim in it?
Yeah. It's did freezing you? There because it's a glacier. Glacier's dripping into it.
Oh, that's cold.
So we're there.
Did you
for
swim in it?
A night. No, I didn't swim in it.
Because one of those things you go, that looks amazing. Do I want to ruin it by getting in it?
And then that night we were staying at the Deer Lodge, which was cool.
Were there deers?
There's deers everywhere and bears.
For real?
So we went to this really expensive restaurant. And I'm a tight ass. I'm on a budget. This most expensive meal. I think I ate bison or something like that.
Grain-fed bison.
Yeah, had that and it was like really expensive. And then the next morning, so let's go running in the forest. Because we were asking the waitress who was a runner. Do you run here? She goes, yeah. Is there any bears? She went, oh, there's a grizzly mum and two cubs, but probably won't see them. I'm like, what? They're the ones that eat. And she goes, yeah, but they won't bother you. She goes, yeah, just run this trail here and you'll be fine. I'm like, okay.
And did you have bear spray and shit?
Not till Jasper.
Wow.
So we started off the run. We run past Lake Louise, which is like, oh, amazing. And then we're like running up into the trail, into the mountains. And then we both just went, ah, fuck this. I'm not doing this.
Oh, really?
We just didn't go any further.
Really?
It was just too like.
So you didn't see the grizzly?
No.
You just the presence.
I don't want to see a grizzly.
Oh, a little part of me wants to try and pat one.
No, you can't pat a grizzly.
People say that.
Only because you're a grizzly.
I reckon we would recognise each other and be like, come on, big girl, come and have a go. Let's hug it out. I know the kids are cunts. It's
so
fine.
We kind of just ran around the trails, which were near car parks. So we didn't really run any trails.
You're hilarious.
Yes.
Do you reckon if you're on your own you would have done it? Or are you?
No,
are you
God
sensible?
No. God no. It's frightening because you just go through these, it's just bush.
Yeah, that's
and there's bears. And you hear him going.
Oh, can he?
And there's bear shit everywhere.
Oh, that's awesome. I remember being out in the bush and hearing koalas mating. And oh, I don't know if you've ever heard that sound. Oh, it's right. A male koala is terrifying.
Yeah, he's a bit mean, isn't he?
I don't think it's consensual. I don't think there's a safe space for lady koalas. I think it's pretty fucking hectic. But I'm out on the jetty with my then boyfriend and we were, you know, doing things that you do in the dark on the jetties and just heard
fishing.
This. Yeah, totally fishing for fish. And I heard this like, it's so fucking demonic. And, you know, blokes are always trying to like, you know, oh, fuck, it's all right, babe, it's all right. He just looks at me and goes, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, I would have too.
And I went, I'm pretty sure that's a koala. I'm like, but just in case if it's not, let's go inside. Yeah. It fucking really, and because, you know, when you're on water, it just resonates, this big booming sound comes around. You're like, nah, it's either koalas going at it or Satan, our Lord and Master, is back and we're all in trouble.
So, yeah, we didn't run into the, we said, I said, if we had bear spray, I would have gone in there. And she's like, yeah, sure. So would then you? we got to Jasper, which is right in the middle of the forest. And we went running. We went and hired bear spray. We went running because you can hire it for $10. So I'm running with
Can you see there's bear spray in there, or are you just putting your life in the hands of someone who's hiring out cans?
No, it's like this big – it's like mace.
Yeah, but isn't it not like an aerosol can?
Yeah,
you can't see. So you, it could be fucking empty for all you know.
No, it's full.
How do you know?
Because you can feel it's full.
Oh, that's a risk. I think I might die. This guy who's selling stuff for $10 for a half hour session, I'm sure he's got my back. I'd be more worried about the shonky dude selling fucking bear spray.
So I find this trail to this mirrored lake.
Mm.
So off we go. And I've got the bear spray on my hand. Got it on my hip. On my belt.
Does it knock into you when you run?
Yeah, and it's, so I had to rip it off. So I'm holding it now. And I'm running along and she starts, wait for me.
Oh.
Buddy, wait for me. And I'm like, what? She's going too fast.
Why did I assume that she's a faster runner than you?
No, I'm faster than her.
Oh. Yeah. I feel bad for assuming such things.
Yeah. I'm faster over a shorter distance, but long she can run forever.
She's got endurance.
So, yeah, then we were running on blah, 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 blah. And then we seen this gigantic bear poo. And then I could just see her go, no, 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 we need to find a road.
Wow.
So then we went through and I looked up on the map and I went, the road's 10 minutes that way.
Do bears not go on the road?
Well, you can jump in a car.
Yeah, if there's one coming. So, otherwise, it's just a flat surface for the bear to hunt you down.
So halfway to the road, she went, we should be at the road now. You're full of shit. You don't know how to read a map.
I was thinking that you had declared that you couldn't read maps.
And then I heard a car and I went, see? So then we ran along the road and then I thought, this is kind of pointless. And then we found the lake and then we took photos at the lake and this couple went past, do you want to take a photo of you? You went, yeah, yeah. I said, did you see that gigantic bear poo? And he went, no, it's horse poo. And I went, no, it's bear poo. And he goes, no, it's horse poo. And I went, fucking bear poo.
Does bear poo look anything like horse poo? Horse poo is a very distinctive fucking shape.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we ran back and Jasper was quite nice.
North?
And then we went on a bear hunt. $300, I think.
A hunt?
Maybe somewhere, maybe
hunt
$80.
Hunt worries me?
No.
So do you shoot it at the
end? No, well, you just, it's in a bus full of people. There's a guide talking about all the wildlife. And it was just pretty much turned out to be a 3-hour bus ride.
So you're not hunting, like you're not, you haven't got firearms and you're not going
to
shoot.
No. We've seen some bloody elk.
Did you
eat it? Elk and then some more elk, but no bears. And then right at the end, we seen a bear.
At the end of the tour?
Right at the end.
The irony is not wasted on me and I hope it's not wasted.
It was a plant bear suit. That's what, and the Fitbomb reckons was a plant bear.
The irony of you spending your entire running time petrified of seeing a bear and then paying money to go and look at it in a fucking bus for
it's
3 hours
it's
and
stupid.
Then going, there's no fucking bears, this
it's
is bullshit.
Stupid. Yeah, it's stupid.
And then there's a dude runs out in a bear suit and you're like, oh, it's okay, that money was worthwhile now. That's crazy talk.
So, yeah, Jasper's good. Then we went to Banff, which was sort of a bigger town, but that's surrounded by the Rockies, so that's amazing, that one.
Wow.
And it's full of Australians.
Of course.
Which kind of annoyed me.
I bet it does. Anytime I'm overseas and I hear Australian accents, I'm like, motherfuck.
I said, let's go to a bar. Walked into a bar.
You're Mick Meredith off the telly.
No. No one recognised me. They were like, g'day, can I take your order? I'm like, have a pale ale?
Yeah, okay. And can
then,
you put an accent on?
Yeah, and then the next bar. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And even the shops.
Wow, all staffed by Aussies.
Because we thought it was going to be really hot and it wasn't. It was quite cold. So the Fitbomb.
Had to buy some
jacket and walked into North Face. And this girl goes, g'day, how are you? And I'm like, really?
Even opening with g'day.
And she went, yeah, I know, we're everywhere. And I'm like, oh, I just want to get served by a Canadian. A boot.
I fucking love the Canadian accent. I'm a big, big fan.
So we had all these tours booked and one of the tours was the gondola ride to the top of the mountain. So we went up in the gondola.
Was it gorgeous?
It was amazing. Oh, and all the gondola staff, Australians. And I just was really loud. I went, for fuck's sake, can anyone not be Australian? This chick went, nah, we're all fucking Aussies here.
Pull your head in, fucking Meredith, Jesus Christ.
And then like the old, because you had to be in couples, two couples, and this old couple in front of me went, we're from Adelaide. And I went, oh,
fuck's sake, you're like, geez, anyone at all. You know, right now I'll take Poms, Irish, what do you got? Come on, come at me. I'll even take Americans.
So we got to the top of the mountain and then you had to walk up this thing to get to right to the top of the mountain. And Sonia Kruger was filming a special for Channel 9.
So you've essentially gone.
Just looking at her going,
fuck it out.
Sonia Kruger. What? And she went, yeah. I said, how many Australians? She goes, there's too many Australians here.
She looked at you though and went, oi, you're an Australian, you're ruining my jam, why don't you fuck right off?
I said, can I have a selfie? And she went, no worries.
Yeah, you know what I'd loved for her to have said? There's so many Australians and every cunt wants a fucking selfie. You should try being me.
Oh, no one else recognised that.
Oh, really? Oh, she would have been quite touched then.
So then the FitPom says, let's walk down the mountain. There's a trail. I went, what?
Fuck.
We've paid $60 for a bloody gondola ride back.
Yeah.
She went, no, walk down.
How long did it take? I imagine that's a long time.
We were walking for 20 minutes and these people were walking up going, how long is it to go?
20 minutes downhill, bro.
Yeah.
Good luck.
So it took about an hour and a half to get down.
That's all right. I thought like $60 worth of gondola would be a 4-hour walk, which is not my jam.
Yeah.
Not without your bear spray. Are there bears in Banff?
Yeah, but it was because of quite a big town.
They're Australian bears.
Yeah, and then we went for a run along the river and she was like, oh, no, that's where we went for a run along the river. Run for a runner along the river, the Bow River, back in Bow River again.
Oh, he's going to say, as if every Australian hasn't busted that out.
I know,
fucking hell.
I know. And someone on the Facebook page said, oh, you're back in Bow River again. I went, yeah, yeah, it's a pretty big river because I didn't really get the joke. And then like an hour later I went, oh, no, it's too late.
Yeah,
it's too
listen
late,
now
then.
To the wind, babe.
So then we ran across the bridge of Bow River and then there was a sign saying coyote sightings.
Oh, you
so
fucking
then,
what?
Then the FitPom's like, no, no. I said, they're only dogs. She went, no, they're vicious creatures. So then we had to run back.
I can just picture this poor English woman like, get fucked. I've already lived in Australia with all your fucking snakes and spiders and now there's fucking bears and coyotes. Go fuck yourself.
So then we ended up in Calgary for 2 nights and Calgary was a bit of a shithole. Calgary was Perth.
I've never made it to Calgary. Oh, that's a proper, Perth. Like, that's put it in context for me. Australia's amazing. Then I went to Perth and I was bored and people asked me for money in the street.
So we went, I looked up things to do in Calgary and a friend of mine said, I ride this luge down, it was from the
I
old
saw
Calgary
that post,
Olympics.
Actually, yeah.
And like,
did you?
FitPom hated it.
You did it though.
Yeah, I did.
Fuck yeah, you did. Well done.
It was great. It was great. Yeah.
How fast do you go?
Pretty fast.
Because I'm a unit, I reckon.
Yeah, you would have been. Yeah, it's about weight.
So. Oh, that would have been awesome. I would totally do that. Head first or feet first?
No, you're just sitting on like a green machine. Yeah, them kids' green machines.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a trike. Be flying.
Everything in me wants to go and do that.
It was amazing. And it was like you get 3 rides for like $50 or something.
Wow.
It was great. Yeah.
How do you go money-wise? Do you save up your money before you go and then say, here's my $1,000 or here's my $10,000, whatever you take, and I'm changing it into whatever money
get,
and that?
Because cards.
I just live on my credit card the whole time. Then I come back
you pay 3% if you use your credit card.
Okay.
So I loaded American and Canadian dollars onto this travel card.
Right. So you allocate money beforehand. And then
plus we had cash for tips.
Right. And then did you not go over your allocated budget of what you were going to spend?
No, I didn't.
Fuck, well
we
done.
Didn't. No, we didn't.
That's impressive.
We come back with $80 left.
Nice. Yeah, couldn't have spent that at the airport. That's a game to me.
Yeah.
I need to spend exactly the...
Yeah.
I'm not taking coins back. I've got one coin in my wallet from Dubai. It annoyed me that I couldn't spend it. It's half a cent. And I was like, it could be fucking something. Yeah. And someone goes, you can just put it in the charity box. I was like, that is not what this is about. It's not how this game goes. You have to buy things.
I thought you'd be into charity boxes.
There's a... vagina joke there.
No, no, that's a nickname for your vagina.
Charity box. Nah, she's not a charity box. She's a fucking winner. Ain't no charity there.
So Calgary's a bit of a shithole.
Wow.
And then I was talking to Marcus Ryan, good friend of ours.
Yeah.
Comedian.
How
who was
Marcus?
There. Yeah, good. Good. Looks well. Good. Killer show. Did a killer show.
Oh, good.
And he said, you getting up? And I'm like, hey, getting up? And I'm like, no, I'm not getting up. So I met him there. We had, because we were addicted to chicken wings by now. Which
right.
is weird. Like, it's like the FitPom had never eaten a chicken wing before. Like, she was just like, these are fucking amazing. And
wow.
She's not into food.
I was going to say, she doesn't strike me as having a weakness when it comes to food.
So then Marcus said, you're getting up. I said, I'm not getting up. I don't know what to talk about. He said, you're doing 5. And then the guy said, no, he's too late.
Oh, wow.
Go in charge. And Marcus said, no, he's a gun. You need to have him up.
No pressure now.
So he went, I'll think about it. So then the guy just walks over and he goes, you're on 3rd. You better be good.
Oh, wow.
He was like this, my age, we had really long grey hair. And I'm like, oh, yeah, no worries.
So what'd you do? What material did you do?
Just riffed a bit.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Talked about that holiday and then did a few, and just amped up the accent. How's it going? He's all right.
What's
not
up, too
bad. So, and Canadians are so polite. Yeah, it was a good gig.
We clapped him off. We hated him
Apparently, I was shitting myself and I went to the toilet 17 times because Marcus and the FitPom were like, fucking hell, what's wrong with him? So that was a good thing in Calgary.
North.
Then we end up at Niagara Falls. Oh, that was amazing.
No dickheads in barrels going over the edge?
No, but it's a bit of a shithole. Have you ever been there?
No.
No, it's a bit of a shithole.
I got
it's like a shitty Vegas.
Yeah, when I got when I went between Toronto and Montreal, I had gigs in Montreal. I was like, I'm so close. Ah, fuck it.
Next yeah, time. No, our hotel was on the fall.
Oh, wow.
It was amazing.
That's pretty cool.
It was amazing. And incident, there was an incident.
Well, what was the incident?
We had a really big king-size bed, but it had like a floating base. So you couldn't see the bed legs.
Uh-oh.
And then in the morning, the fit-pom was coming around the edge and just heard this. I'm like, oh, that's a toe.
Oh, fuck.
And then she's just lying on the bed going, and I'm like, hey, baby.
Can I do anything to help? Get away from me.
You fucking broke me toe. And I went, no, it's not broke. And then in my head, I'm like, it's fucking definitely broken. And it was purple within 10 minutes.
Shit.
So she fractured her toe.
Jesus. That was it for you for running for the gig?
Yeah, she was all over for running. Yeah.
Wow. Was that kind of okay? Or did you go running on your own after that?
I went running on my own. So on the last day in Niagara, I ran at like 5:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Around the falls.
Wow.
Which was
that's
awesome.
Got to be, yeah, that's
yeah,
got
and
be
I was just
game changer.
And it was like lifted my level. Like I was just running down. Fuck it.
Was it because it was so cold or because your adrenaline was
No, it was stinking hot.
Oh, really?
It was so hot.
Nice. Just the adrenaline pumps. You're like, fuck it, let's do this.
And then we hit New York City.
Ah.
Flew into New York City. And the last time I was in New York City, I started Lower East Side, which is kind of quiet.
Mm-hmm. And, this time was not?
We stayed in Manhattan.
Oh,
like in the middle,
wow.
right on, what do you call it? That bit there?
The island?
No, it's all the lights are. I don't know what they've called. What a thick bastard I am. Times Square.
Oh, my God.
So
I
we've
lobbed.
We were 100 metres off Times Square.
Holy shit. Who booked all the accommodation?
Fit-pom.
I was going to say, she sounds like a.
So I got there and I was like, it was too much. I was like, oh. And I hated it. Like, oh,
wow.
Shit. And it was just too much people everywhere, but then like after a few hours, I'm like,
"You're like,
fine.
I'm all right.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah,
the same with London, arriving right Leicester Square.
Yeah, yeah,
and just
yeah,
went, it's
yeah,
too overwhelming.
Yeah, it's too much.
And after a couple of weeks, I'm like, yeah, hang a right down that tiny little alleyway. You might get mugged, but you're probably going to get home faster.
And then we discovered because Lower East Side, it's just a couple of little, it's bars. You can have a drink anywhere.
Just like out of How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah,
that's my reference.
But everything's
by the way.
An Irish bar in
fuck
around Times Square. So Fit-pom having Irish blood, we're in there every pretty much
nice.
Lunch and dinner.
Nice.
Oh, here's another one. Oh, here's another. Oh, this one's called O'Brien's, and I'm an O'Brien.
Ah, boom, off.
So more chicken wings, more pints.
Nice. Wish I'd come on this holiday with you.
Yeah,
I would
it was
happily
good
been a third
good.
Wheel and run shotgun with Ronnie.
Ronnie, yes, you would have been better than Ronnie. I ran through Central Park on my own because she was broken toe.
Oh wow, was it cool?
It was kind of weird because...
is it as big as it looks? I know that makes me sound ridiculous.
It's ginormous.
But what's the kind of... How far did you run?
I ran 30 minutes in from Trump Tower.
Give a little spit. Attaboy.
And got nowhere near.
Whoa.
But we rode our bikes. We hired bikes and rode around it. And we casually rode around it. Probably took us 2.5 hours.
Fuck,
for
that's
two
impressive.
Laps.
Nice.
Two laps.
Yeah. That's
stopped at Strawberry Fields and went to where John Lennon was shot, which I wasn't that comfortable with.
Yeah.
She's into that stuff,
that's
the Fit-pom.
A bit morbid, isn't it?
Yes.
Although, if I die in some spectacular fashion, the thought that people come and stand near where I was killed,
weird. Yeah, not weird. It's not my cup of tea. Not my cup of tea. So, yeah, I ran in and it's sort of like a... you got to go one way around the whole thing.
Oh.
Cars, bikes.
Running.
Yeah. But running's two ways.
Right.
You run in sort of near the gutter, but you run back next to the gutter.
Right.
So I ran in 30 minutes and I'm like, it was really humid. And then I turned and thought, I think you can run back this way. And I was the only one running the other way.
Ooh. It's got to feel weird.
And then I thought, no, I've seen people run. Everything's fine. And then this bird, New York City girl, is running at me and just drove me into the gutter. Just, I went, for fuck's sake. And she just kept going. Just did not give a shit.
Give it to someone
like,
she
was in the wrong.
Like,
but she
I'm
was
walking
like,
here.
Yeah.
Like real New York, like, fuck you.
Yeah, and then I seen this one woman, she was jogging and this French family were riding in the jogging area and this New York City chicks just like, whoa, hey, it's a bike lane right there, idiots, jerks. And I'm like, jerk. Yeah, that was kind of the...
Oh, I love the word jerk.
I really love New York City after hearing
that. Yeah, I belong here. Fuck off, cunt. Although they get a bit upset about saying cunt, don't they?
Yeah, they don't like that word at all.
That word. Listen to you. I think you're better than me.
And then we got to the Frank camp. And then we got a... Because everyone went to the Frank Turner camp. They're all like drove there or caught a bus.
Mm.
And we got a private car. We had a chauffeur.
Oh, my God.
So I was a bit embarrassed, hoping no one would see us get out of there.
FitPom just put on the best holiday.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely... We've got a couple friend of ours and she's just the most amazing tour organiser. And I'm actually going to get her to plan my holiday in Hawaii. She's not coming with me. I'm going on my own. But I'm going to get her to plan where I'm going because... She always pulls out amazing hotels. Every photo they post is fucking stunning. And same with you guys. So I'm going to get her to plan it and then I'm going to get FitPom to overlook it to make sure I'm going to all the right places. I've never been to Hawaii before. I'm pretty pumped.
Yeah. So we've got a private car.
Did it stay there the whole time?
No.
Did they come back?
Drove us to the Catskills, which is...
Shit!
Upper...
You're in every fucking stereotype of an American holiday ever, aren't you?
Upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
So like 30 minutes out of New York, you're in... Forest.
Oh, really? I just assume you were in suburbia.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
It's amazing.
What's going on? Like a whole coastline of suburbia.
You're in the middle of nowhere.
Fuck. That's amazing.
So we got there. And
the Catskills.
And everyone introduced themselves.
Isn't that where Dirty Dancing was?
65 Frank Turner fans.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then we had a meet and greet on the lawns. And that was beautiful. Like, you're in the mountains again, like... We had a beautiful cottage and there was like a stream that ran next to the cottage.
Oh, my Lord.
So I met all these people. It was mainly Americans, a few Canadians, Poms.
Wow.
One other Aussie.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
The opposite of Banff.
Yeah.
So, where was the other Aussie from?
Sydney.
Did they know you?
No.
We're a small town.
He was a librarian.
No, you didn't know anyone. No.
So we met everybody and it was great and chatted with the keyboard player and the drummer on the first night and then we had dinner together.
Aww.
So you could just hang out with them,
really, basically. Can I just, because I don't know anything about this camp, does he own that area and he just hosts
No. It's a camp that's run for strictly for music camps.
Oh, wow. So it's like a different muso.
Yeah, like the Allman Brothers thing there. Steve Earle's done one there.
What?
It's like amazing. Yeah. I met the owners on the last day and they were like, the coolest dudes.
Yeah, it's like, it's a rock and roll dream, isn't it?
And I'm like, mate, is this the best job ever? He goes, mate, it's the best job. And they both play music. And there's like a barn, there's a pavilion. Across the road, there's a...
Can we do that
here? A roadhouse.
Let's do that here.
But it's just built for it.
Yeah.
It's just structures built everywhere and every structure has whole band setup, like a drum kit.
Let's do that here.
Bass, guitar and keyboards in every room. So you just walk in any room and just start playing drums.
Fucking hell. That would have been amazing.
So, yeah, and Frank got up the first night and just did a solo show. Like, we all finished dinner and we were just sitting at tables and he goes, anyway, how you going?
We were like, I'm choking on my fucking souffle right now.
So he did like a classic song for about, might have done an hour the first
night. Wow.
From all the albums.
That's
and then
awesome.
He did a song, you remember the band Smudge?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the Lemonheads.
Oh, my God.
Covered it, the outdoor type, you know.
What? Yeah, I do, actually. Yeah,
so he covered that song years ago. So he's up there singing, I go, fuck, I know this song. And he's like, and he goes, yeah, that's a guy from Australia called Tom Morgan, and he couldn't remember the name of the band. And I hadn't met Frank yet, and I went, that's me in. Because I played with Smudge.
supported him.
So I walked straight over at the end. I went, hey, I'm from Australia, and I know Tom Morgan, and... the band was Smudge. He went, yes. So met him.
And
I'm like,
yeah. And then you were best friends for life.
And FitPom's just going, oh, I got to get a photo with you and Frank Turner. And like she wasn't even looking. So I just went, got up and just didn't even say it, just walked straight. And then as I said that, the roadie went, yeah, Smudge. And I went, it's Smudge, yeah. Oh, yeah. Where are you from? Sydney, yeah. Oh, yeah. I should know him, yeah.
Oh, that's phenomenal. So what a way to get in, like, to chat with your hero. Too.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and
I really
she missed
like...
it. And then I walked back and she went, where'd you go? And I was just talking to Frank Turner. She went, no, you weren't.
I love her for that.
This was.
Fuck off, idiot. You were not.
So then we go to the roadhouse and it was open mic and everyone got up and sang.
And I didn't.
I didn't get up the first night because I just thought, and all the young kids were like, yeah, they're just confident.
Yeah. But also, leave yourself somewhere to go.
Yeah.
You don't need to show
so Frank was the MC.
Oh. Were you a little bit jizzy in your pants?
Oh, absolutely.
Sorry, Dale, I'll just be back. I just got to get rid of this bit. Jesus.
Next day, breakfast, they're all there.
Fuck.
Everyone's just sitting there.
It would have been a phenomenal.
Yeah.
Just I was trying to tell people when I was telling them about your dance stuff, I was trying to explain, I'm like, him playing on stage while you guys got up to dance is like Henry Rollins saying, hey, Julia, can you just do some of your favourite stand-up while I sit behind you and laugh? Like, I, trying to put it in context, that is amazing that you wake up and have brekkie and, you know, there's Hank sitting across the table going, how you doing? How you doing? What's going on?
Yeah, so they'll just...
Unbelievable. What an experience.
Second day, songwriting. So he will. They wrote a specific song.
Mm.
So he had the chorus. And then everyone had to go and break off into groups and just write.
Oh, so you legit did a songwriting?
Verses. Yeah, it was a songwriting. We wrote a song. And then he, on the last day, he came back and he goes, for lunchtime on the last day, he had it like a slow acoustic version. And he's up there on the band and with the band and they're all going through, oh, what we should do here. And then the keyboard player, I might put this in here. And so you're sitting there having a cup of tea just watching them write this song.
Wow.
Basically. And then they go, what about if we do it as a rock version? So then do this rock version.
That's phenomenal.
So, and everyone could hear their bits that they wrote in the song.
So he incorporated it all in?
Not everyone, but he wrote it all around there. Huh?
Did yours make it in?
Oh, I wrote a bit about a bear. There was a bit about a bear in there. So.
A bit about a dude
and
a bear.
I sort of just sat around and watched it sort of thing.
Wow.
And the guy that was in our group was a really good songwriter, so I went, all yours. So, yeah, and then the last night they did the whole concert. They played the song, like, in the middle.
Yeah.
And everyone just went nuts. Like, it was a really good song.
That's so cool.
So on the second night I got up and did open mic, and he was MC again. So, and then just as about as I was going to go, he goes, oh, I'm just going out for a smoke, and the drummer's going to MC. And so I'm sitting there going, fuck, you're not going to see the song.
Oh.
So I've written this song especially. And as I walk on stage, he walks back in. So when they introduce themselves, blah, 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 stand-up comedian, blah, blah, blah. We were in the dance. Everyone knew about the dance. Yay, the fucking dance. We were in the dance. Sung my song. Everyone laughed. He said, that was amazing. Give me a hug. Fitpom's got a photo. It looks like I'm really hugging hard in the photo.
You probably were, mate. I know how much you love this guy.
Probably was, yes. And then after that, him and the keyboard player got up and just did a set.
Nice.
And they did the song that we danced in. And by this stage, blind, pretty drunk.
you
and,
or them.
And he says, I'm going to do little changes. Everyone's like, get up and dance. And I'm like, nah, I'm not getting up and dance. So they start strumming away and I just look at her and I went, we're dancing. And you come through the crowd and they're like, they're going to do the dance.
Oh, that is so cute.
So Frank doesn't know anything about it. So we'd get up there and just start doing the dance. So he's laughing.
I could see him in the video. I could see him laughing, He was having a great time.
So, yeah, we did that. And the next day, I think lunchtime, the keyboard player, Matt, come over and goes, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. That was awesome. I'm like, oh, thanks. He goes, yeah, it's great. Don't think anything of it. So we go, it's just songwriting, all that. Met some incredible people, new friends.
Nice.
Yeah, so everyone just walking around with a guitar everywhere.
Oh, it's like high school but fun.
Yeah, and there was a bear there. It was just like a bear, just climbing an apple tree every day. And on the last night, full band plays together.
Oh,
excited. And you're like 65 people, private show.
Jesus.
So we're front of stage on the side. It's amazing. I can Mo's like, she loves Rod Stewart, but now she loves Frank Turner.
Oh, good. She's, I was going to ask you
she's
how
getting
she went.
Photos like, take a photo of me jumping in front of Frank. And I'm like, okay.
Take another one and another one.
So then it comes up, we're looking at the set lists and she's like obsessed. She goes, we're getting up and dance. I said, look, just let it go. Just let it go. We've had our fun. And it was good that she got up because she has no musical ability and she didn't get to do open mic. And the song comes. He goes, oh, okay, yeah. He starts talking. He goes, just for a special treat, blah, blah, blah. Let's get Mick and Mo up. And I'm like,
oh, he said your name like that on stage. Did you just? I would have spaffed.
Yeah, and I'm like, fuck, and we're blind again. So we go, stand either side.
So it happened twice?
Yeah, we did it twice.
Holy shit, I've only seen the one video.
We were too pissed second time, we were terrible at it.
Oh, damn.
And she couldn't hear I know the beat because they have in-ear monitors, there was no monitors, so she couldn't hear where the song was going. So I'm doing it, and then I'm like, I forgot bits, but it was fun. Hugged him again.
That's so cool. Hard hug again?
Well, it was funny because on the video, she's like, trying to high-five me and I'm just heading towards Frank, going, hug me, Frankie.
Oh, that's cute. That's so cool.
That was great, yeah. And they had Rocky Oki where you could get up and sing with the band.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like, and everyone just got up and sang.
Rocky Oki's a great name for that. I think they call it something different at the boat shed. You get to do that.
Oh, The Voice.
It's called The Voice.
This guy called Ryan from Wisconsin. He got up and he did the first song and smashed it.
Oh, really?
Just kicked ass.
Well, you're only going to sing songs that you know you can do, right? You're not going
to
get up.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't get up because and they were a different level of fan to me. Like, they knew every word.
Really?
Yeah. I'm the fan, but they were full-on fans.
Mm. Yeah. It's got to be a bit scary for Frank.
No, he was safe, wonderful, like, just... And everyone was happy. No one, there was no arguments.
I posted the video of you guys dancing on my page, and I was surprised how many of my mates went, "Oh, I fucking love Frank Turner. I love Frank Turner. And one of my mates like, "I passed Frank Turner. He's a really good kisser." I was like, "What the?
Is that true though?"
Oh, probably, knowing her. Yeah.
All right.
is he single? Is he around?
No, he's got a girlfriend.
Oh, fine. God damn it.
He went on a holiday with his girlfriend afterwards. So.
That's cute.
Oh, he filmed. He was like that night. He did a 3.5-hour gig.
Whoa.
With shots of tequila.
Jesus Christ.
On the second night, I was shooting tequila. Like, everyone was getting up and singing songs and shit like that. And that's the night we did the dance. And then, like, he messaged his girlfriend, like, live, messaged her.
Brave.
Because he wrote a song for her. He goes, "I'm going to do your fucking song."
With 800 tequilas. Like,
but they were up at the same time as us every morning having breakfast.
Wow.
I'm shooting tequila every night.
And you know that she's like, "Yes, darling, I get it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
fucking
yeah,
song. Yeah, yeah. Oh, good. And all your fanboys are in the background. Yeah, these calls never get old."
Yeah, so, it was amazing. It was just
fuck, well done, man.
I don't know if it was life-changing, but it was just amazing. Like, it would have changed a lot of lives there. Like, there was a lot of people that were just beginner guitarists who love Frank, and they got up and sang with him.
Oh, that's
you could
a
just
big
see them
fucking
grow.
Deal. Yeah.
You'd see them grow. And I said that to a few people. I said, "I just watched you grow for these 4 days."
You're such a hippie.
Yeah, no, they were, though. It was just...
And did you hug everybody when you left?
Yeah, I think I did.
Hugged it all out.
Hugged it all out.
That's cute.
Hugged it all out.
Fucking hippies.
Yeah. So that was my trip.
And did
Mo... That's a very condensed version of the trip, too.
Did Mo do the songwriting aspect, or did she just go on bush hikes and stuff with her broken toe?
No, she actually went to there was a songwriting class, but then they broke off. Because I've written for 30 years, I didn't know what I'd get out of that bit, like lyric writing and all that. And I can rhyme and all that sort of stuff, and I know chorus, verse, middle eight, bridge, blah, blah, blah.
Tell the story, build it up, bring it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they had a last minute that you could do a keyboard... drum class.
Oh, wow. So she do those?
No, well, this was the same time as the songwriting. Right. And then there was a tech one with the roadie and the guitarist. And I went, "I got to go to that." And there was six of us. So it was just me and five other guys talking about, this is how you set up your guitar. You can save a lot of money.
Wow.
Pedals, best strings.
Nice.
With this Irish guy, Cahir, who was the main roadie guy and the guitarist.
Unreal.
So, yeah, I was just like, fucking, this is...
But she found stuff to do?
And then I came back in later for the... Yeah, no, there was plenty to do.
Nice.
Heaps to do.
And is she now, she can help you set up shit? She can do roadieing for you while you're doing...
No, she didn't go to that class. Yeah. And she ran that one day, and then I went, "You got a broken toe." And she goes, "Oh, I don't think it's broken."
It's purple. It's broken.
So, again, like, we're going to run into the forest. She went, "I'm not going in there."
I love it. I love how... I wonder how I'd be... I remember being in South Africa and going, there's some... some lions and shit around here, but just going, what are the odds? That's my whole theory.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
The thing is, because it's like blind corners running through forest, so you're like,
that's true.
You clap as you go, or you tie bells to your ankles, apparently.
Diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly-diddly.
Like little leprechaun running around the corner there. Fucking, where are you going, yeah?
You really did drink in a lot of Irish bars, didn't you?
But yeah, that was amazing.
Well, congratulations. It looked like an amazing trip. I loved every single photo.
Yeah, it was good.
You know, when people go say they're going on holidays, and we'll have to do a slide night when I get home, which is an old concept, but people do that now where they're like, and here we are. And every time they say it, I'm like, I can't think of anything worse. I was genuinely looking forward. I'm like, I hope they have a slide night. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, the photos were amazing. I can't, like, the Canadian Rockies would, I said, we can't top this. And we did it in the right order too. I think if we did Frank at the beginning, would have made it weird because we were like.
You want to end on high.
We've seen so much, and then we went to the Frank camp, and then we went back to New York City for one night, and it was
one night only.
Yeah,
And do you go back to Times Square?
I had a bit of an incident in Times Square, but I don't think I should talk about that.
Is there legal action pending?
Oh, they're just really... You
said neither yes or no there.
Yeah, it's just like people handing things to you, and as soon as you grab it, they want money. So, yeah.
That's...
Because I just said, I'll just walk through Times Square one more time. And I was like, fuck, what did we do that for?
I worked out early days, and you might employ this as a tactic next time you go somewhere like that. When I was living in London, I was living in Soho, like my first year there, and people are always trying to get you to come into the strip joints as you're walking through, through all the hooker alley and stuff. Pint of milk. Carry a pint of milk.
Oh, really?
And you just look like a local and they're like, I'm not going to try.
Oh, right, yeah.
Wasting my time with you. You fucking live here. Same Edinburgh Festival, trying to get from one end of the Royal Mail to the other. Every prick is trying to hand you a flyer.
Right.
Pint of milk.
Oh, right.
They're like, well, these flyers cost me money.
What if you're lactose intolerant?
You don't have to drink the milk, mate. Just carry it. I don't think you can get sick from carrying milk.
Anyway, that's my boring holiday story.
Boring holiday's my ass. It'd only been better if you've given Frankie a blowy. But you didn't, so that's okay.
Really? That's how you're going to end this podcast?
Yeah.
My new friends from America and Canada are going to hear this and go, no.
If that's all
that's
they
what
do.
He's, that's what he's really like.
They were always going to find out. You can't uphold your fucking, you know, moralistic stance for more than about 2 hours. I'm surprised you managed it for a week for your new friends.
Anyway, it was incredible.
And you
it was the best holiday I've ever been on. I've been on three big significant holidays and that was
topped
amazing.
Topped it.
I don't think we had any arguments, me and the fifth
Holy shit, that's impressive. I've argued with every single person I've ever gone away with.
Yeah, there was...
I was going to say you just can't not, but you guys obviously did. You know, when you spend 24 hours
a day... We just stopped talking.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, that's like...
You guys, I think you did it in a really sensible order. You've been living together for ages and you know each other's quirks and you know what shit each other about each other and you know how to get away from that.
Yeah.
I think if you go for a big holiday before you move in together, that relationship is over.
Yeah.
Like, that is ended. That's like, that ain't going to happen.
That's a hard, muddy road, isn't it?
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I've been on holidays where I'm like, if you say another fucking word, I'm going to stab you in the throat with my fucking toothbrush. Shut up. Oh, yeah. You know, just that 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
you're not
it is.
Used
you
to.
Are living in each other's pocket.
Which is, if you've already lived together, is fine. But if you haven't and you're still in that, like, we're together and everything's beautiful, and all of a sudden you're like, do you think I want to hear you crap? Just close the fucking door. No, that's how I'm going to end the podcast.
Bye bye, everybody.